Hey everyone, and welcome to my channel, Samoan Scientist. I'm called the Samoan Scientist because I am, well, you know, Samoan. I want to show you what it's really like to be a scientist from a Samoan perspective.
Amy Maslin Miller, aka the Samoan Scientist, is on a mission to get more Samoans doing science. Amy wants to, quote, put a warm brown Samoan foot in the door of spaces that still don't include many Pacifica people. And yes, I know, science can be intimidating. In fact, Amy understands just how intimidating it can be more than most people.
In high school, I was, I'd say, like, average, below average student.
Wait, what? You went on to do masters in science and you were an average to below average student. What happened?
Well, I wasn't that great at science and I didn't have a passion for it in high school, but I kind of fell into it because my friends were going to university. I didn't know what university was about and I just followed them. And it took a lot of hard work and support, but yeah, we somehow made it here. And I try and create the videos and posts for that younger me. And I'm sure there are lots of other students who are like that. And so it's really important to be able to have the research that everyone can understand, because at the end of the day, the research is for the people, it's for the community. It gets back to them in some form or another.
And it's this notion of serving the Samoan community through science which started Amy on her path back at university. Now, disclaimer, I'm no scientist. Now, Amy, I'm going to start this by saying my dad has his PhD in chemistry and you're about to find out how far away that apple fell from my tree as I try and talk science with you, because I know that you study an organism. It's called the, and please correct me, just jump in whenever you can, the Phytophthora colicaceae. How much
That's
did I butcher
good.
That?
That's pretty good. So it's Phytophthora colicaceae.
That was nowhere near it, but thank you for entertaining that. Tell me about why you started studying this organism.
Well, I had finished my postgraduate degree at the University of Auckland, and to be honest, I didn't know what I wanted to do next. So I thought, well, it'll be interesting to do more study. So I applied for a master's. And for me, it was really important to do a project. So it's a year-long project of research. And it was important for me that that project related to my culture, my Samoan culture somehow. And I emailed a couple of lecturers telling them that I wanted to do a project surrounding Samoa and possibly something to do with plants. And that's how that Phytophthora colicaceae came about.
Why was it important to you to do a project that was relating to Samoa?
Yeah, so I'm a New Zealand-born Samoan and I was raised in a Balangi family. And I think it's quite common to have that disconnect with our cultures. So for me, I was really disconnected from the Samoan culture, didn't know the language, didn't know the culture at all. And I wanted to learn more about it through my studies and to give back through my studies.
Your parents must have been so proud when they heard that.
Yeah, they're really supportive of whatever I do, so they're very proud, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know you said it, but I just can't pronounce it. So the little fungi that you study, it's highly infectious and it affects the taro plant. So what was it about this organism and the taro that made you go, yep, that's what I want to know more about?
You do have to be passionate. And so this fungus, it only infects taro leaves. And taro is, it's like similar to a potato. It's very starchy and it's a tuber and it's a staple crop in Samoa. So we would have it with most of our meals and traditionally cook it in an umu. And in 1993, this fungus wiped out all of the taro in Samoa. So at the time, taro was our biggest exporter. So no money for the country and no food for the people of Samoa. It's really an interesting fungus to look at because it has had such a catastrophic effect on the Samoan taro. So it was important for me to learn more about that fungus and how it reacts on taro plants.
So tell me about what you did.
So during my master's, we were interested to see how the fungus infects taro. And I did a lot of experiments in the lab on different methods on how we would do that. And then I recorded what those symptoms looked like. And then I did a bit of work on genetics of the fungus.
And what did you find?
What we found is that we created a kind of like, well, not created, we developed a method to infect taro because there wasn't much of a way of doing that in terms of academia. So that's really important because if we want to know what the fungus looks like on the taro, we can identify it. So if a farmer comes to us and say, oh, there's something funny growing on my taro, we can say, oh, it's the fungus, or no, it's something else. And then with our genetic work, we just found that there was slight variations within the fungus that we had, but it's also very difficult to work with. Yeah.
And studying the taro in Samoa and realising just how much she was helping farmers and their crops really pushed Amy further in her mission to make sure there were more Pacifica scientists finding ways to help the Pacific community through science.
I've only realised this, but we are naturally scientists. You know, we've been navigators. We have created these amazing Samoan houses, these whales, which are so intricate and no nails or anything. So we have a lot of that indigenous knowledge, that knowledge passed down from our ancestors, which I believe is really valuable and can be utilized in the science world today. That's why it's so important to get more of us into science, because we bring that knowledge with us and innovation and perspective as well.
And is that why you've got the YouTube channel and on social media as well as being the Samoan scientist, so you can spread that message?
Yeah, it was something that I was a bit hesitant to do because I'd never done editing or videoing like that. But I saw Instagram posts from Future Doctors, and it was about the lack of Indigenous women on YouTube. And I thought, that's really strange. YouTube is such a large social media platform and there's no one on there representing us. So that's how that came about. And also to show people, kind of really submerge them into the lab or into the field of what science is like.
Mm. What kind of feedback do you receive? Like, are they excited by your content? Are they saying good things, bad things?
Yeah, they're actually surprisingly really good things. When I first started the channel, I thought there would be a lot of backlash and negativity saying, she's not a scientist, what is she talking about? But surprisingly, it's really good. I've had people reach out all over the world just saying, oh, this is so great. I'm studying science or I'm doing maths and it's so great to see Samoan doing science. So it's really positive feedback and I'm so grateful for the support.
Salo for everyone and welcome back to A Week at Work. This week I've been all over the place, so I'm going to show you a bit of everything.
That was Amy Maslin Miller, aka the Samoan Scientist. You can check out Amy's work, just look up the Samoan Scientist on YouTube and Instagram. And yes, with all those years dedicated to studying taro, surely Amy has a favourite way to eat taro, right?
Oh, hands down, when you boil the taro and then you drown it in coconut cream, it's so good. Fa'alifu kalu, it's so good.